Catfish and seafood that you're ready to set down to will be right there. January 15th at the new Hensley's Catfish Bar in Stage Plaza, Heber Springs.
Welcome back to our live coverage of Championship Night from the 2008 Greers Ferry Lake Classic. We are at halftime, and of course that means the KFFB Sonic half-court shot for $106.10. And of course we have had some good tries, some very close efforts, but we have not had a winner yet this year. So we will have not only this game, but of course the next game coming up, the Senior Boys Championship game. And I'll give you a little play-by-play there. There's one that just barely missed the front of the lip, so that was another close one. Well, it was a surprisingly low-scoring first half here for the Lady Eagles and the Lady Ramblers. Here at halftime, it's 15-11. At the end of the first period, it was 6-5. Was a one-point game, the advantage there to the Lady Ramblers. They've stretched it out now to a four-point advantage here at halftime. So recapping the scoring, Katie Wells had 7 points to lead all scoring with a three-pointer, two out of two at the free throw line, and a two-point basket. Megan Ballou had 1 3-point basket, Brooke Cotton with a three-point basket, and Sarah Madron with a two-point basket. For the Lady Eagles, it was 4 points for Riley Newby. Casey Delk had 4 points with a one basket and two out of two at the free throw line. Chloe Jones had 2 points. Riley Elliott, 1 point, hit one out of two at the free throw line. So, again, a really surprisingly low-scoring game, not what we expected. 15-11, our score here at halftime. Both of these teams have put quite a few points on the board in their previous games. Of course, Rosebud scored 46 points their first game, 48 points on Monday. And here, of course, they're not on track to score 48 points, but we'll see if it picks up here in the second half. Greers Ferry Westside scored 70 points in their first game, 68 points in their second game, and they are certainly not on track to score 68 or 70 points in this one. At the half, 15-11 our score, Lady Ramblers with the four-point lead. And, of course, we will be back with the start of the second half right after this final timeout. We'll hear this word from our sponsors back in 2 minutes on KFFB.